That's the audio introduction. Welcome to Commotion, Harbourfront Centre's very first International Deaf and Disability Arts Festival, taking place from April 20th to May 1st. Tonight, we are gathered for the play Deafy. My name is Letizia Binda-Partensky, and I will be audio describing the event. These introductory notes have been pre-recorded for your convenience. They will be repeated with live updates on the day, 10 minutes before the show. Audio description is delivered in the theatre via Sennheiser's Mobile Connect app, available for iPhone and Android. Don't forget your earbuds or headphones. Tonight, Harbourfront Centre welcomes Chris Dodd, author and performer of the one-man tragicomedy Deafy. Dodd embodies Nathan Jesper, a deaf public speaker who arrives late at his venue. In a blend of ASL and captioned speech, Jesper leads us on an unexpected journey of what it means to belong. Written and performed by Chris Dodd. Director, Ashley Wright. Stage manager, Roxane Couté. Sound designer, Dave Clark. Lighting designer, Sarah Karpyshyn. Choreographer, Ainsley Hilliard. ASL coach, Amorena Bartlett. Photographer, Marc Chalifou. Additional photographs, Catherine Fogler. The performer. Nathan Jesper is a white man in his late 30s with a solid build. Barefoot. He wears a light gray suit. His white shirt is untucked and the two top buttons are undone. He wears his brown hair short, combed into a V at his brow. His face is highlighted by white makeup, which captures the light shifts and emphasizes his wide brow, thin nose, and expressive mouth. Nathan uses both stylized and everyday movements, mainly voicing words as he gestures in ASL. When signing, he uses emphatic articulation or moves from one facial expression to the next at a very quick pace. At times, he tells his story only through his body, using slower, heightened facial expressions and gesturing widely with both arms and legs. A note on language. When Nathan uses his voice, captions appear high on a screen behind him. I will be reading them throughout the piece, as well as describing stage movement and lighting. At times, I will pause my reading to allow you to listen to Nathan directly. The Harbourfront Centre Theatre. Established in the 90s, Harbourfront Centre was opened as a cultural hub with the aim to revive the city's waterfront. The 10-acre complex includes more than two dozen venues with parks, outdoor stages, theatres and galleries. We are currently at the Harbourfront Centre Theatre, located between the Power Plant Contemporary Art Gallery and the main building. The building you are in was originally built in 1926 as an ice house, where large blocks of ice intended for freight and cold storage were kept. It was converted into a theatre venue in the 1980s. Today, the original brick building is lined by a glass curtain at the north, east and west facades. The greenhouse-like addition, dating from 2015, is a three-story tall canopy overlooking Lake Ontario at the western end. The lake served as inspiration for artist Sarah Hall, who evokes its human history, geography and ecology in deep blue screen images printed onto the glass. Inside the original brick building is a long rectangular two-story black box style multi-use theatre. It can accommodate up to 450 patrons in various seating and standing configurations. Inside, all walls are exposed red brick, lined with eight rectangular steel columns along the sides and two on the ends. Each column diffuses a soft yellow light onto the red brick. Leveled with the passageway into the performing space, directly in front of the stage, extends 40 feet of hardwood floor painted black. It is divided into two parts. Closest to the stage is an area accessible to wheelchair users, and behind it seven rows of rigged blue-gray seats. Each balcony also has rows of seats facing the stage, two on the first balcony, five on the second one. Upon entering, you will follow a passage under the left side balcony seats, then turn into the performing and seating area, about midway back in the accessible seating area. Tonight, the space can accommodate up to 298 guests. The stage is essentially bare, with a 20 by 24 foot floor covered in black vinyl. Two black fabric curtains serve as wings on each side. Throughout the performance, captions will be displayed on a 16 by 19 foot screen spanning the back wall. Chris Dodd stands between 8 and 16 feet in front of the screen. Lighting, with pervading shades of purple and blue against a dark background, will be described throughout the performance. We invite you to tune in to the audio description introduction on the day of the event to get a live update on what people are wearing and to hear more about the space. We hope you enjoyed the show.